No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will sustain the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My beloved people, we have much to meditate upon in this morning's epistle and gospel, but most important of all, we must make a choice. At every turn, Christ is giving us a choice. Either our eternal happiness with him in heaven, or our eternal damnation without him in hell. We cannot serve God and mammon. We cannot live the supernatural life for which we are called, for which we were placed upon this earth, and live at the same time the spirit of the world. Either we believe in God or we do not. There is no halfway with God. With God, it is all or nothing. As he himself said, he who is not with me is against me. He who does not gather with me scattereth. And I would rather have you hot or cold, but the lukewarm I will vomit you out. We cannot, my good people, be lukewarm in our faith, especially in these days of faithlessness that we see all around us, even within our own church. We must stand up. We must live our faith. And we must be ready to be martyrs for our faith. We know our faith is true. So if we are not living our faith as we should, if we are trying to live with God and mammon, we have much work to do to change that. 2 weeks ago in the gospel reading, we heard what the lawyer asked our blessed Lord about gaining eternal life. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart and with thy whole soul and with thy whole strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. As we can see from this, there is no partial giving with God. We must give our whole. We must give our all to him. We must give our whole heart, our whole mind, our whole soul. We may think this is hard to do, to change our life, to commit ourselves fully to God because of our fallen nature. As the apostles themselves thought, when they asked our blessed Lord, who then can be saved? But our Lord told them that with men it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. We must give of our entire selves. We must commit of our entire selves. If we reserve any part for ourselves, we are stealing from God. We are trying to serve God and mammon. a husband and a wife, a marriage, is not, in today's language, a 50-50 proposition. It is a 100%, 100% proposition. 100% given from each of the spouses. And when one spouse does not give 100%, that spouse is stealing from the other. And in religious life, it is a 100% giving of self. We do not reserve anything for ourselves. We commit our entire life. So in either marriage, the single state, or the religious life, if we do not give 100% of ourselves, if we do not commit 100% of ourselves, is it any wonder that God does not commit himself to us 100%? If we reserve 1% for ourselves, we are not committed to God, for we are stealing from him. We must give entirely, and then he, God, will give entirely unto us. We cannot serve God and mammon. We must make a choice. We know our purpose here on this earth. Our life here is short. It is a time of trial, a test of whether we really do love God or whether or not we hate him. The reason many of us do not clearly see this choice before us, heaven and hell, is that we are too involved in the cares of this world. We make our life in this world an end in itself. This world is not an end in itself, as the world thinks, but this world is only a means by which we can obtain our true end, which is heaven. And although we must know what is going on in our world and be prepared for whatever may or may not happen, let us not worry about tomorrow or worry about what happened yesterday. We may be concerned, but let us not worry. Our only worry is today. Our life is today. We live not in the past or the future, but in the present, today. Our life is today, and God's grace comes to us today. His grace does not come to us yesterday, for yesterday is gone and past. We cannot change what was done. We can only change today. God's grace does not come to us tomorrow, for tomorrow is unsettled and changes. God's grace comes to us only today, for we live today. We cannot change yesterday, nor can we change tomorrow, for we cannot change what may or may not happen. We can only change the present, today. But being human, we do worry over yesterday and tomorrow. So let us take the example of St. Paul, his life, to give us hope and encouragement. Saul was a persecutor of the church. He hunted down the first Christians to have them put to death. The blood of the first martyrs of the church are on Saul's hands. But when Saul converted and became Paul, did he let his past stop him in serving God? Did he let the possibilities of tomorrow affect him today? I think not. As much effort that Saul put in to persecuting the church, Paul, St. Paul, used that much more effort in converting the pagans, the Jews, and the Gentiles. St. Paul became one of the greatest apostles and saints, not from worrying over what he did yesterday or the fear of a future martyrdom, but from serving God today. And that is what we must do and become, my beloved people. We must change today. We must change from Saul to Paul. Let us not worry about what we were yesterday, nor let us fear what may happen tomorrow. Let us give ourselves fully to God today. Let us love God today. Let us change our life today. Be not solicitous, therefore, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Seek ye therefore first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. Things are happening in our world. Things may or may not be happening in the very near future. We may be concerned, but let us not worry. Seek after God first, then all will be in his hands. Heaven and earth will pass away, but Christ's words will never pass away. So believe, my good people. Hope, my good people. All things are in God's hands. Let us not worry about tomorrow, or let us not be worried about what we were yesterday. Let us change today. Let us love God today. For only today does God grant us his grace. And if we don't use it, we lose it. And we may not get it again, my beloved people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.